movement to my right. We were moving again. Pee-wee was trying to get Jamal up. I went over to them. He hit? No, Pee-wee said. Jamal was shaking. Tears were running down his face. He was ugly. God, a man could be ugly when he cried. Pee-wee punched him in the face and started pulling him up. I got his other arm and started pulling him up. Gearhart was over. He jerked Jamal by the collar. Move it, soldier! He spat the words in Jamal's face. Jamal was moving again. He was okay. He was one of us again. Suddenly, I wasn't there. There was somebody running in my boots, but it wasn't me. The legs moved mechanically. The weapon stayed in front of the body. I could almost see myself running. I could feel myself running, but it wasn't me running. What the hell was going on? I stopped. Move it, Perry! Gearhart's voice. The ground was passing me faster, but it wasn't me running. It was someone else, perhaps even something else. It was a body moving through a nightmare. A nightmare in which everything knew everything. Where the ground pushed your feet away and the vines clutched at your legs while the trees chortled and shook with silent laughter. We stopped. The sweat was cold against my body. Up ahead, Monica was sitting with his back to a tree. His chest was heaving. He gave hand signals. Gearhart moved up. Johnson moved up. Where did they get the strength? I looked at Pee-wee. Pee-wee, my main man. Pee-wee's face was dark. There were shadows where his eyes should have been. The shadows moved. Pee-wee moved. He was getting up. I didn't want to get up. I wanted to sit there forever. Where the hell was the popcorn machine? Couldn't I just watch the rest of this damn war? Couldn't I just be out of it for a few hours, a few minutes? We moved up. There were voices, Vietnamese. We moved up. The soft pop-pops of the grenade launchers went off. There was screaming, high-pitched whines that died slowly as the life drained from the body. We pushed up. There was a clearing and nearly a platoon of NVAs. We had them in the open. I couldn't believe it. We fired as they started scrambling away. Suddenly, I wasn't there. There was a sight in front of me, and I stared at bodies trying to move across an open field. There was the sensation of vibration in my hands, against my face, and the distant sound of an M16 firing. I felt a shoulder moving, perhaps mine, reversing clips I had taped together. There were soldiers trying to move away from the forward sights of a 16. They weren't moving nearly fast enough. Get the perimeter, Captain Stewart again. You two men get to the other side of this clearing. The 60 will cover you. Never happen, Pee-wee dug in. Soldier! Captain Stewart swung a .45 on Pee-wee.